Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, his party has suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country, while the main opposition party is on course to win in Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call. The elections came amid an economic recession, inflation, and currency decline, as well as concerns about the increasingly authoritarian government. Hakan Yurek is a voter in Ankara.
I am not hopeful. I don't think things are going well. There is nothing else to say. There are a lot of economic factors. I don't think the education I got is enough. I don't think domestic and foreign issues are going well.
Erdogan acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the election. In other election news, with half the ballots counted Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko are leading in Ukraine's presidential election. The Central Election Commission said Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was in first place with 30% of the votes. Poroshenko, who's been in power since 2014, was in second place with about 17%. Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was in third with 13%. A Vietnamese woman is now the only person remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Duan T. Huang said Monday that his client had pleaded guilty to a lesser charge.
We are happy this morning that it has come to a happy ending, that Duan can look forward, there's a date for her, that she can go back home, and that date is very near.
She was charged with smearing a deadly nerve agent on the face of Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The majority Democrats on a House of Representatives committee are moving this week.